I'll have Tracker thrash you and tie you up. We aren't playing games. Life is a game, Croaker, One Eye said. You take it too damned serious. But he behaved himself, both that night and the next day when we entered Orr. I found a place well outside areas we frequented before. It catered to small-time traders and travelers. We drew no especial attention. Tracker and I kept a watch on Goblin and One Eye. They did not seem inclined to play the fool again, though. Next day I went looking for a smith named Sand. Tracker accompanied me. Goblin and One Eye stayed behind, constrained by the most terrible threats I could invent. Sand's place was easily found. He was a long-time member of his trade, well-known among his peers. We followed directions. They led me through familiar streets. Here the company had had some adventures. I discussed them with Tracker as we walked. I noted, been a lot of rebuilding since then. We tore the place up good. Toad Killer Dog was on point, as often he was of late. He stopped suddenly, looked around suspiciously, took a few tentative steps, sank onto his belly. Trouble, Tracker said. What kind? There was nothing obvious to the eye. I don't know. He can't talk. He's just doing his watch out for trouble act. Okay. Don't cost anything to be careful. We turned into a place that sold and repaired harness and tack. Tracker yacked about needing a saddle for a hunter of large beasts. I stood in the doorway watching the street. I saw nothing unusual. The normal run of people went about their normal business. But after a while I noted that Sans Smithy had no custom, that no smithery sounds came forth. He was supposed to supervise a platoon of apprentices and journeymen. Hey, proprietor, whatever happened to the smith over there? Last time we were here he did us some work. Place looks empty. Grey Boys is what happened. He looked uncomfortable. Grey Boys are Imperials. The troops in the north wear grey. Fool didn't learn back when. Was into the rebellion. Too bad. He was a good smith. What leads regular folks to get into politics, anyway? People like us, we got trouble enough just trying to make a living. I heard that, brother, the tack maker shook his head. Tell you this, you got smithery needs doing? Take your custom elsewhere. The Grey Boys have been hanging around, taking anybody who comes around. About then an Imperial strolled around the side of the smithy and crossed to a pasty stall. Damned clumsy, I said, and crude. The tack-maker looked at me askance. Tracker covered well, drawing him back to business. Not as dumb as he appeared, I noted. Maybe just not socially adept. Later, after Tracker expressed a desire to think on the deal the tack-maker offered and we departed, Tracker asked, "What now?" "We could bring up Goblin and One Eye after dark, use their sleeping spell, go in and see what's to see. But it don't seem likely the Imperials would leave anything interesting. We could find out what they did with Sand and try to reach him. Or we could go on to the Barrowland. Sounds the safest. On the other hand, we wouldn't know what we were headed into. Sand's being taken could mean anything. We better talk it over with the others. Catalog our resources." Tracker grunted.